You could be making somebody's day. And I will say that's happened to me, like, a lot. Some people would, like, they would say, like, oh, my God, like, hi. And they just stop me for a little chit-chat. Like, bro, like, you don't even know, but you just made my day sometimes. Like, you've literally put me in a better mood. So that being said, literally the next time you see somebody, you should approach them and talk to them. We're going to answer a little quick break, and then we're going to continue yapping about mental health the rest of the semester and play some more songs. So we'll get into that right now after we play this song by Alex G.
Toiletries and more. So whenever you're hungry, feel free to stop by.
afán está en ti, machita. Lo puedo sentir. Sácalo junto a mí. Saca el fan junto a mí. Todas las muchachas que están allá afuera esperando, cacha. Lo digo directo y sin excusa. De esto se trata y condón se usa. Cuando te veo en blusa, mini o polera, sea lo que sea, cualquiera es la manera en que hoy me gustas. Me acuerdas de una en especial, la que uno tiende a recordar por diferentes motivos, pero siempre hay una historia que uno lleva. Como un tatuaje en los recuerdos se encierra. Y cuando la necesitas, piensas en ella. Algunas traen amor, algunas traen pena. Otras intereses, sexo en docenas. Es tu vida, a todas ustedes son favoritas. Si a todas horas pueden, pueden. Entre deportes y gimnasia es la más placentera. Gracias al sexo estamos sobre la tierra. Pero tanta ropa trae depravación y cubre el instinto con la prohibición, acrecentando ignorancia sobre el sexo. ¿Por qué crees que han surgido enfermedades de esto? Cuídate, porque vida es solo una. Baja de tu luna, ya no duermes en la cuna. La lectura de los ojos son miles de figuras a diario en la calle y en todas sus posturas. Muchos van a la aventura sábado por la noche a buscar el luna.
Puedes ver lo que eres para mí. Puedes ver lo que eres para mí.
She is with me. P is for the painful way. She makes me feel someday. Q is for utopia. The appetizer. N is for the new age. She had my in her teeth. K is for the news in her. My cool omega. Still in lies, seeing me. She has thousands.
such a throwback song. And I, like, remember being in, like, high school and being like, wow, this song is so cool. I still feel like that, though. I don't know. Yeah, Transparent Soul by Willow featuring Travis Barker. I also played before that Punk Girl by Heavenly. And Papi Donde Está El Funk. It's a Latin funk album. From a Latin funk album. Yeah. So I think in short, that those three songs don't summarize what I've been listening to through this semester, but more so the genres, ? I do have other songs that I'm going to play, but they're very, like, we'd have to get into them because they're like Aventura Bachata. So yeah, as there's a lot to literally go through, but before we go into what I wanted to yap, I wanted to play this song in the back, just in the back. And so TBH, we'll do that. But I want to talk about summer plans, and we're gonna get into that right now. Yeah, so summer plans. This summer, I'm really hoping to continue my job and get my bag up because, very important, honestly, to have some fun. Yeah, seeing friends. Oh my God, I want to do so many things with friends. Tattoos in particular, get more tattoos. We need to be tatted. Oh my God, I confessed to my mother that I had more tattoos and she spiraled, went crazy. For those who don't know, my parents do not know that I partake in such behaviors, like have tattoos. They're very traditional, and so yeah, they freaked the freak out when I told them that. Honestly, I feel like, what's it called? I really do want to get more tattoos. That's on my list, and I wish I could somehow show visual media. Obviously, that's not how it works, but for those who follow me online, I would love to like share that to y'all. Some tattoo ideas, and we can vote. That'd be so cool. Oh my God. Nonetheless, awesome tattoo ideas. I want to get tattoos for the summer. I want to travel for the summer. Hello, I would love to go to Honduras this summer with my older brother, but TBH is not looking that realistic. Just because already I am planning to hopefully go on a cruise. What's happening? Oh my God, he's so crazy. Yeah, going on a cruise is something that's literally in the works, I would say, for a week or so. Honestly, I've never really traveled I've not been like on a cruise ship. Like, I think the most I've ever been onto like water has been like the ferries, but those are so, I feel like those are like 25 minutes, Staten Island back. But also, like, I'm sure, like, it, growing up, like, we went to go see the Statue of Liberty as a school trip, but I can't recall that memory. I can't say like confidently that I remember how it was to be on a boat or a ship for that long, or for however long, really. But I'm excited if that comes really about. It's most likely gonna happen. So summer plans for sure: going on a cruise, get tattoos. What else? Traveling a lot, maybe with friends, perhaps like road trip, perhaps. You know what? Let's get into that. Actually, my road test. Me being not licensed, not a shocker for some people, but in the scheme of living upstate and not having a license is actually like not as fortunate. So yeah, this summer for sure is passing my road test and getting my license, because I took a road test, or you know, I scheduled a road test for upstate here, Oneonta. I was scheduled a road test so that I can like get my license up here, guys. Like, if I'm being quite honest, like, thinking of having to take the road test, like, in Queens, it's a lot of, it's challenging. It'll be more difficult to pass that. I scheduled my road test, and it overlapped on the day I had a final presentation. Like, my mind was scrambled. There was a major overlap. Nonetheless, like, it was so much stress. Like, I was not expecting, like, the instructor to just, I don't know. I had no expectations, if I'm being honest. Like, I tried not to think about it too much because I feel like driving is a confidence thing. Like, if you're confident, you know, you're fine. But I flopped. I did so bad. I literally, like, did a horrendous. Like, it's not even... I can't even laugh about it because it, like, makes me cringe of how bad I was on exam. But, you know, I think that proved something to me. That proved that I'm just an anxious test taker, regardless of what it is. Like, I perform horrible. I get bad test anxiety. Like, and it's never been so vivid until that moment. Like, oh my God, I almost passed out at some point, which is actually, like, in terms of safety, not good. But I was parallel parking, and I had to take a moment, let's just say, and I just, like, take a breather, if I'm being honest. But, like, it was so stressful that day, and that moment in particular led me to fail my road test. Oh my God. And also miss out on my presentation. So was it worth it at the end of the day? I don't think so. Two losses in one day. A man can only handle so many losses throughout the day, and two is enough for me. So that was so stressful. And I think that was this week, if I'm correct. Oh my God, my brain is so scrambled. That was on Monday. It's literally Thursday, which means tomorrow is Friday, and home is right around the corner. And I think that is my vision. That's my motor. That's my engine right now. Not that I'm particularly going to be spending a few months back home, but just the idea that I'm going to be moving and changing environments. I love my parents. Love is a strong word. I mean, love is a specific word. Of course, I love my family and spending time home, but it becomes quite hectic and quite stressful. And there's only so many things I can do back home in comparison to when I'm living alone here at Oneonta. But yeah, I mean, I think something we can get into. Let's get into this right now. Let's look forward. Let's be positive, and let's think about our future endeavors, aka next semester, and what we hope. What I hope for next semester, I honestly hope that I'm just happier. It sounds so silly, but, like, God, I've been in a rut. And I think a few of my have noticed. You know what's so humbling? When someone tells you, damn, you look tired. Because why are you telling me that? I didn't say anything, and you're already saying that. Like, damn. But I've been told that this semester more than once. So I think it's notable. If more than one person is telling me. I'm not a yapper to many people, to the new eye. But honestly, it's been tough. And so next semester, I'm really hoping for just, like, a consistency of just positivity. I'm tired of, like, this roller coaster of emotion, like, and just events happening, and it just leads to, like, spirals. That is life, though. I'm just explaining life, but it's kind of hard when you have to conceptualize it per semester, and being a student is so weird because your year is just basically split in, like, three sections, like, well, three prominent sections, the spring, summer, and fall. But for the fall, I really hope, like, to just kind of break that stigma and just learn to just be more present and just live life more joyfully. I will be off campus, and that'll entail a whole other lifestyle, so I'm excited to what that's gonna look like. that's going to feel like. Oh my God, I have so much love for my future roommates. Shout out to Mo and Eliana. Eliana and Mo. Who I'm going to be living with. Oh my God, that's going to entail so much greatness already too. I have so much love for them. And just like, the idea of that is just like so awesome. Oh my God, hold on guys, hold on. But that is going to be in itself something. But also just living off campus, potentially having a car by then. Let's just hope that's automatic and that occurs. I was promised a car, so hopefully, most likely we'll have a car. Being a commuter is going to be something. I mean, before I came to Oneonta, I used to commute every day to school, and that shit is scary. It's so boring. It like gets quite repetitive, and it just, oh my God, it's so miserable. And I was someone who took public transportation, so getting on the same train every day for like more than a year, I mean, I'd been doing that like since high school, just taking the train to go to school, and just like, it just becomes too redundant, and it just, oh my God, so much misery. But you learn to build a tolerance a lot of things, if I'm being very honest. What else is tea? I mean, that's happening next sem. And then I think I haven't shared this to a lot of people, but I'm gonna be on Woni eBoard the next semester too. So catch me in those meetings, guys. It's gonna be so fun. Being involved with production is actually super cool. It's gonna be a cool responsibility and a very serious responsibility, and we're gonna make sure everything is swell, and we're gonna carry this torch. So shout out to Sophia. I'm definitely gonna put my best foot forward, and not that I have to prove myself right here now, but I'm actually genuinely excited about just being involved. Oh my God, it brings so much excitement. Being involved in such a cool set of people. Might I say, eBoard next semester for Woni has a lot of cool individuals, and that in itself is, I'm very grateful to be part of, I'm glad that I'll be part of such a set of cool individuals. That's exciting. What else? Till next semester, oh my God, yeah. So like, for those who are gonna be tuning in back home to Woni, you will be hearing my voice for the news every time there's a show. Yeah, I'm gonna be having to record that, and people back home are gonna be hearing me. But also anywhere. But I'm just like emphasizing back home. Sorry, just cause like I got people back home listening, which I love so much. Oh my God, I can like go in. Into depth of my love for each friend, but we won't do that. That'll take a lot of time. But TBH, exciting stuff happening next semester. That included what else? I feel like there's so much. I always like end up yapping to like I'm always like able to yap like between friends or in certain, you know, groups. But like when it comes to me sitting behind a mic, it's like, bruh, like it really is it's difficult to remember all the things that have occurred in the past. But no, honestly, next sem a lot of good things are happening. We're gonna live off camp. Not only is it gonna be off camp, but we're also gonna be like, oh, driving in Oneonta is honestly like surreal. Like that's going to be happening, and just thinking of that is going to be insane. I think most of my experience from driving is based in Queens, and oh my God, we can get into that, like how the streets up here are so much more wider, and people I feel are more compassionate. Drivers back home, I feel like they're just zooming, like going so fast. Or even when like, let's say someone's parallel parked, like, and there's a car that has to squeeze by. First of all, extremely difficult to do back home, but here it's more simpler since the roads are wider. But that interaction usually like is insanely I feel like fast. And back home when I've had to sit in like the steer, like the driver's seat, as one of my parents has to go rush and get something inside as we're parallel parked, like the people who, the faces that people make as they have to like squeeze past by you, it's embarrassing. Like, no, please look away. Like, don't look over here. Don't look inside. Challenge. Look away. Challenge. Like, drive. Look forward. Look straight. Yeah, I feel like people are just more nastier back home. And I talk about this a lot, but like, and I don't mean to be, I don't know, I feel like I talk about it a lot to the point where some people might think it's like me being annoying about this specific topic, but just like people are upstate in the city drastically different, and the hustle of it all is very visceral, like and it almost applies a little bit of pressure, personally speaking. Like, it really is a lot having to like navigate through such like a hustle of a city, and just like being in such different environments with different people. Insane. And a lot of people here are just go-getters, and I love that, if I'm being honest. Like, you literally chase what you want to chase and like accomplish your dreams, like get to it. Like, it's honestly like inspiring when I see stories of that, or I hear stories, or I hear my friends, they talk about like the cool things they're being, they're part of or being involved in. Like, it's very, it's honestly very inspiring. But let's think, let's ponder more about like what's happening next. I mean, I'm gonna be taking calculus this summer. We'll talk about that and my hatred in math. I, for the low chance of, you know, for the chances, oh my god, let's be coherent. for those, the low, oh my gosh, I'm basically trying to say, for those who have tuned in maybe since last semester or have been listening here and there when I have my show from the beginning, you would know that I hate math. And I'm gonna bring this tangent, or I'm gonna bring this whole argument, but like this discussion again, and say I still hate math. I'm never not gonna, I think, like math. And that's really unfortunate, because I have to always take math. Like, taking math for the next year as well. Like, it's never ending. It's gonna be a constant year of just mathematics and just so much math. But I'm gonna be taking calculus one this summer, which I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but all I want to do is hurry up my graduation and also give me some like cushion time, so that if I hypothetically might have, you know, might fail a class, like it wouldn't set me back for graduation, if that makes sense. Math for my major is like, there's like a sequence. It's a sequence. Like, in order to progress to a higher math, you need to do the prerequisite. So I'm going to try to get ahead of the game and take calculus one during the summer. From the conversations I had with my advisor, low-key, it might be hard to pull off. But we're going to try to do it online. Or what is it? What is it? Asynchronous. Asynchronous is low-key very ideal, because I plan on working during the summer, and having to commit to a certain like time frame to join a, sorry, having to join like a certain time frame like every day, it's gonna be quite difficult, but not impossible. So whatever we got is what we're gonna do, and we're gonna try our best for calculus. I actually like hope that I can like, oh my god, pass it. That would make my life so much more easier for next semester. Like, not easier, but I could definitely like get ahead of the game and try my best to excel in my math courses, so I don't have to worry about anything next spring. But that's gonna be all also on the plate for the summer, on top of the other things that I stated previously. But I wanna lighten up the mood, but I wanna wake the heck up. My sleep schedule has not been the best, so I've been so tired in person. So, not in person, whoa. But, like, when interacting. So I want to play an Aventura song, and I'm not going to hold you like it's a very powerful song, actually. We're just going to get into a song by Aventura called Mi Corazoncito, just so we can wake up a little bit. Wake up a little bit, just a little bit.
Pero sé que tu dueño mira qué imaginación. No le digas a nadie lo mucho que te quiero. Que soy un bohemio loco. No se lo comente al pueblo. No le digas a nadie que tu vida es mi vida. Que me la paso imaginando, esperando tenerte conmigo. Y que va.
So that was actually a lot of the songs that I've played on air that have to do with, you know, that are in Spanish, like songs that are quite older, or I guess like are throwbacks to me that I heard growing up through either like relatives or who not or whatnot. And yeah, I just bring that onto air. I just had to clarify that because, yeah, it's a whole other language and it's a whole genre that I don't think is played often on air. But for those who like you know, bachata or anything related in Spanish, if it was the song that was played earlier that was not in English but yeah, definitely like let me know and we'll make sure that is played in for next semester in the show that we conclude. But I was looking at some of my notes from my show and just some of the topics that I never really brought to speak about, or just casual notes that I would write, or themes for each note, each show basically. And I was looking back at some of my notes from the beginning of this semester, and my first ever show, I talked about starting off the semester, and I have some of the notes I'm just gonna read off. Like, I think it was quite silly. One of them is just like, oh wow, this is actually so cool to read back now. But in the beginning of this year, I moved into a new house back home, and that was so bittersweet. Like, what's it called? Like, being like living in apartments for most of my life and then moving into like an actual house, it feels so like nice. It feels actually like very, I don't know the right word, but it just feels kind of cool. I also mentioned recapping the last semester. How was it? Honestly, the fall semester was actually very nice. Let's talk about break. I missed the last bus once I finished my final. So, okay, this goes to show I missed the bus, the Trailways bus to go back home, pretty often. And you, I don't know, for people who don't know me, like, that might seem irresponsible, but trust, like, it's happened a lot. Like, I've missed the bus maybe like 5 times or more. I missed the bus last weekend. Like, I went home last weekend. I think it was 2 weekends ago, actually. But yeah, I came back home, missed my bus to return on Sunday, had to return on Monday. Oh my God, that was actually like almost, like, I missed it by 10 minutes, which it's kind of hard, but wait, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that, like, I missed the bus, which was obviously upsetting, but, like, more upsetting that I had to wait a whole day to, like, get the next bus. Not the whole day, but, like, I had to wait till the next day, which is Monday, to get on the next bus to go back to Oneonta, or come back to Oneonta, and that was just more upsetting. My time, you know, like, that was more sad, more so than actually, like, having to pay again or, like, missing that bus. Just the fact that I missed out on class, and I missed out on an exam the following Monday morning or evening because of the bus, and that just looks so bad, missing an exam, if anything. But that's funny. I missed the last bus once I finished my final last semester. I've been tapping into playing music, and that's something that's still consistent. I grew up playing guitar, also a few other instruments, but I never really made that, like, I think, like, a specific, or, like, I never really brought it up much, because I never really thought of it, because back home, that's just normalized between my brothers. They play music better than I do. They, I think, like, in my eyes, are the professionals. So truly, yeah, I don't know, like, I've been considering that hobby, and it's, I'm so close to posting videos online of me playing guitar, but I'm always like, no, maybe not. I don't ever want to come off as too cringy, but we'll see. Something that I'm focusing on for next semester is definitely ensuring that my classes are all good. For literally my academics to me is a priority. Like, not even, like, having a high GPA, but just, like, never, like, not repeating a class. Like, I don't ever want to have to repeat a class in my life. And I've had to repeat math, which is so bad. But, like, I never want to do that ever again. That is quite difficult. Yeah, talk about our blessings. IT job in IBM new team. Yeah, we were getting our bag up back then, and we're continuing to get our bag up now. So I'm so blessed to, like, have a stable income and still work at the library and continue to work at the library. So IT seeing me again next semester and until I graduate. I want to end off with one song, and then we're going to wrap it up. But yeah, this is Inténtalo Tú by Joe Veras. We're gonna play it, and then we're we're just gonna like wrap it up from here on out.
figure it out. We'll be right back. WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
Get the peanut butter out of here!
Since the start of quarantine, social media users around the world have shared their struggles with mental health this past year. With restaurants and businesses being shut down to the constant number change of COVID cases, 2020 has been a long year for many. Among that many are your kids. Now that most classes are online, your little one's school experience is much different than they would have imagined. From taking 8-hour classes at home to not being able to see their friends every day, quarantine can be hard on your children. The effects of COVID-19 impact everyone, including your little ones. So please, check on your kids. Their mental health.